Dom, I want to go through that record-breaking jump for you and how you were able to finish not just in first place at the meet, but also break your own school record. Take me through it if you can.
So going into the attempt at 4.95 meters, I was clean up and through up until that point. So I made all my other heights on first attempt. So I was going in with the mindset of just being confident, and having a clean sheet definitely helped raise my confidence, because having that will help you win the competition because other people have misses.
And do you remember at what point you kind of finally realized, all right, I've got this. This one's in the bag.
Kind of almost when I took off from the ground, it was just kind of like I could feel that it was a good takeoff, and I was just like, I can do this right now and finish it off.
Dom McCool, our guest here on BTL, sophomore for the Ithaca College men's track and field team, who broke his own record in the pole vault, 4.95 meters. What's that like for you, breaking your own record? Not necessarily breaking some super long-standing mark, but breaking your own record from earlier this season.
It just shows that our off-season conditioning has been working, and that working out over break is doing what we're supposed to be doing. Fortunately, the end goal is in March when we go to nationals for the NCAAs. But right now, it's a great start to the season, and we just got to keep rolling.
You mentioned some of the off-season conditioning and what you were able to do during the time off. Can you kind of take me through what that's been like and what you've been able to do to stay in this kind of shape?
Yeah, so we came in this fall ready to go, and we had a bunch of team members from the ICTF community just come in, and we were doing our own workouts and then coming in and lifting and just getting ready to roll. So when October rolled around, we were ready to go for Coach Nichols.
We're chatting with sophomore Dom McCool of the Ithaca College track and field team here on BTL. I kind of want to look at your career so far, because you've had so many tremendous moments and so many accolades and honors and everything like that. Is there something that you take the most pride in, something that really stands out from all of the others?
For me, it's definitely the All-American Award from outdoor track this past season. There's a lot of great vaulters at that competition. Top 20 in the country are there. So being able to jump, I believe, 4.85 meters at that competition and place seventh is definitely one of my highlights so far.
Do you prefer the indoor or the outdoor season?
I prefer the outdoor season just because you start getting into that nice weather. You can get a little bit of a tailwind, get on some bigger poles, and you just see more teams that way.
I'd believe it. Dom McCool, our guest here on BTL, sophomore for the Ithaca College men's track and field team, broke his own school record last week in the pole vault. Did you ever expect to have this kind of success this early on during your time over there on the South Hill?
No, not really. I came in with a PR of about 4.57 meters or 15 feet, and I was just like, as long as I can continue what I'm doing right here, I'm going to help the team out. But obviously, we had some other plans, and jumping above 16 feet is what we're going to do.
You have obviously found so much success in this area of the sport for so long, and I mentioned your high school days just a little while ago. How did you get into pole vaulting? Can you remember when and where it was that you got started in the event?
It was way back in seventh grade. Our modified coach had a day where you could go over and try pole vaulting with our high school coach, and I decided to do it and then stuck with it ever since.
And you've stuck with it, but you've also, I'm sure, been under the guidance of Matt Scheffler for a lot of it. And he has obviously found so much success with so many of his athletes at the collegiate level and really even at the high school level over at Lansing. I mean, what have you learned from him, and who else have you learned a lot from during your career so far?
I've learned a lot from Matt, just staying confident and trusting that you can go up a pole when you go up a pole, and going up in grip as well. But I've had a lot of help from three-time national champion Kat Pittman from IC. Mm-hmm. She is just been there before, and she's been able to guide me through going to nationals and staying calm and just remembering what got you there.
What is that coaching relationship like with Coach Scheffler and Catherine? Because those are two great people to get so much advice from. I'm kind of curious what that relationship is sort of like with them.
Oh, for sure. It's like having an all-star staff. You just can go ask any question you want, and they'll have a really good answer for it. It's great to have them around.
That's cool. You mentioned that it's an all-star staff. I like the way you mentioned that. Dom McCool, our guest here on BTL from the Ithaca College men's track and field team, who broke his own school record at the pole vault last week at Cornell. First place finish of 4.95 meters. The one thing that I really notice about the program over there at IC is there is a lot of homegrown and local talent. Now that you've been out of high school for a couple of years, where do you think that comes from? You know, the ability for this area to have so much talent that it can populate a college roster, and you guys are finding a lot of success with what you're doing too.
I think that's just the competitiveness of Section 4 and all the athletes just wanting to come out and compete and having a well-rounded staff throughout Section 4 from all the way from Binghamton to Trumansburg over to Lansing. I feel like we have very good coaches throughout the section, and that makes everyone competitive.
Dom, what sort of goals do you have for the rest of the season? Obviously, I'm sure what happens down in March at the indoor championships is one thing, but what else can you elaborate on in terms of your goals for the rest of the year?
Definitely want to continue getting higher heights and stuff like that, but looking forward into February, we want to come in and win the Liberty League championship as a team. We've done that for the past 3 or 4 years, so we want to continue that going into this season.
For sure, I'd believe it. And safe to assume that you're looking to break your own record once again for what feels like the 100th time?
Yes, for sure.
That's awesome. Hey, Dom, congratulations on what's been so much success for you so far over there at Ithaca. And good luck the rest of the season, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.